with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Some of the conversations we have during the break aren't worthy
they're
of the
better,
radio.
You're better than the show, I think. Yeah. Talking well, deer camp stories
right.
again.
Anyway, but I'm glad you're listening. You're out of bed. Put your feet on the floor. Get out in the backyard. Maybe create a little grill envy in your neighborhood because it's all about Mother's Day. And this is a practice weekend because next weekend is actually Mother's Day. But we're trying to give you a little jump start on this stuff so that you can maybe put a little plan together and not have to throw something together last minute.
That's right. And, you know, worst case scenario, if you don't have a grill or can't get to the grill, run down to Cascade and 28th and go to a place called Jack's. I had lunch there, Thursday or Friday. Oh, my gosh. J-A-X. Just look it up. Fantastic brisket sandwiches. Bring home a container of brisket or pulled pork, and then you can just tell your wife you smoked it.
Yeah. If you're in West Michigan, it's easy to find.
Yeah.
You're out in Jersey. It might not be worth the trip. It is a good sandwich.
It is.
But it's
it would be
good.
Worth the trip. You need to come out here. Yeah. The Jersey Shore is nice, but you got to see Lake Michigan.
Right.
So, anyway, things kids can do for mom. One of the things that I did a lot of online shopping for this stuff and just trying to get ideas because my kids, my youngest is now 18, so it's been a long time since we've done any of these things. So, just looking online, I remembered all the things my wife had the kids make for different things. But and my wife hates crafts. Oh. So when our kids did crafts, there was usually blood involved. But one thing you can do is get just a basic little apron from, you know, your favorite store, a cheap, you know, aprons are aprons, right?
Food supply stores have
a lot
of
even
them.
That. Yeah. They're really good price there. But then, you get the type of paint that's like you'd want to research the paint so it doesn't wash off the apron, but it will wash off the kid. And I think Hobby Lobby is the place to go for a lot of this, so let's give a plug to those great people there. But you can do hand prints. They can draw flowers on them, feed imprints, just cute stuff. And when that mom sees her little baby's foot on that apron, I'll tell you what, it'll get her close to tears every time she sees it, especially 10 years later when she sees how tiny those hands
are. Yeah, right after she took that kid to the shoe store because their feet are growing so fast.
Yeah.
They need new shoes every 3 months, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the apron's a cool thing. Another thing I saw that was really cool, it was just like a mason jar. And basically they put a little bit of paint inside it and just swirled it around and stood it upside down till it drained out. So the inside of the jar was painted. A color, like her favorite pretty color, or whatever that extra paint is you have stuck in the paint shelf.
So this is decoration for the shelf. You're not going to use this thing.
Nope. This is a jar, and then what you're going to do is you're going to take the little kid's hand again and put it in paint and put it on the outside of the jar and maybe write mommy or a heart or something like that. Let the kid do it, and then let it dry, and you put a little ribbon around the top, and now she's got a pencil holder for her desk.
Okay.
And it's something really cool instead of... Oh, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, well, let me talk about something that I'm familiar with, and it's coupons, right?
Coupons.
But I have a little tradition that if we have a disagreement in the household where I think I'm right and she thinks she's right, whoever ends up being proven right has to give a coupon to the other person, and that is redeemable on demand.
Ooh.
Whenever they want it done and for whatever you want them to do. I mean, within reason, right?
Yeah.
But whatever. So
gotta know your boundaries.
Right. And I'll admit that she has more coupons than I do right now. This is relevant because here's one you could do is if you give these coupons to mom, and let her redeem them, whatever she wants. One of the things I had to do was paint her toenails. Okay, that was, she wanted her, it's spring's coming, she wanted her toenails painted. She says, I'm going to redeem a coupon, Randy. Boom, here you go. So I sit down and, you know, put the foot on my knee, and I'm probably the worst toenail painter in the world, but I did it, right? Because, and it was kind of
fun. For the last time.
Right. And it was fun, and I enjoyed it, and but it was something that, you know, you're never going to do. It's not like your kids are going to sit down and paint mom's toes, but maybe they mom decides that's what she wants for a coupon.
You know, that's, a, you know, actually, that's cool actually one. A pretty good one.
Yeah.
Mom would like it.
Right.
Not if I did it.
Or feet rubbed or feet soaked or whatever it may be. But, I, you know, that's
hey,
that's
Jesus did it.
That's
why not?
Right. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Another thing, I love the coupon thing, and we did that plenty of times. And it was generally for vacuuming, clean your room, all these things. Mom could just pull it out, or the person can pull it out, and there you go. You get to redeem it. And here's the good news. Half the time, they never remember them, and they don't make you redeem them.
Oh, that's not been my experience. There's a list of them. I've got this many. And
so here's one that every family can do, and we just did it for my wife. She's gone. So when she gets home, she's going to find that beautiful silver car in the garage, totally detailed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there again, that's a low cost or no cost item.
Yeah.
Because you can wash a car in the driveway and then vacuum it all out. And then when mom gets ready to get in it the next time, it's all cleaned out. French fries are out from under the seat.
Yep.
Whole deal.
And I'm putting it on Craigslist while she's gone. So might not even be there.
There's something wrong with that. Barbecue Bob, there's a twist there that this isn't Father's Day, this is Mother's Day, right? At least let her drive it once.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Right. She wants another Jeep, so she's tired of driving a car. So another thing, here's a biggie. My wife is like Imelda Marcos. She has more shoes than anybody I've ever seen, other than maybe Imelda Marcos. She had 5,000 pair. I think Maureen's up to about 2,800.
Sure.
So something the kids can do is pull out her favorite shoes or winter boots, because the winter's all done and they may be salty. You know, get some
saddle soap.
Yeah, there you go. Leather soap, scrub them up, wax them up, polish them up. That's a great mom thing.
A lot of women don't polish their shoes.
They don't.
And they throw them away when they get scuffed up, right?
I know it.
Yeah.
So polish them up.
Right.
Save yourself some money.
Yeah, and her.
Yeah, another thing kids can do is gut their rooms and clean them. That'll make mom happier than almost any other thing you could possibly make her, because you know your kid's room is generally a sty. I don't care how old they are. From the minute mom quits taking care of the room and makes them do it, it goes continuously downhill. So
you've been there.
Yep. I'm still there.
Right, yeah.
I have an 18-year-old that was forced – marched in Thursday to do a complete gutting of the room.
How'd that go?
Again, mom's gone. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah? Great.
I said, you want to have a graduation party, right? Right. Okay.
Here's the deal.
Gut your room. Right. Oh, my gosh. You should have seen the face. Anyway, sorry about all the children stuff, but it is a Mother's Day prep show. We're going to do some recipes in the last couple segments, but really, we just want you dads to get your crap together, because sometimes as dads, we suck as guidance counselors for gifts, because we don't even know what to get our wives.
Right. Let me go to the grill real quick, because I threw a shot over your bow and your wife jumped on that like right away. You posted something you were cooking on the grill a couple weeks ago, and I just sent a shot to you. I'm like, why don't you clean that grill, man? And Maureen was like, wham, on that instantly.
I didn't notice that.
So, yeah, I wish he would clean that grill. So maybe that's something you can do, guys, because if what she was saying without saying it is like, that's a little bit disgusting. And the grill is your realm, but yet she eats all the food that comes off it, right? So that's what I read into it. And again, I'm not a counselor, but if maybe you can, this is one that'll benefit the family, but mom likes it too, is that when that grill's a little bit cleaner, then you maybe feel a little bit better about eating the food that comes off it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, when I get some extra time, I'll do that.
Right. Oh, so that's what all this stuff that you were talking about is, right? When I get extra time, I'll do that?
I was just in a restaurant recently, and I went back in the kitchen to talk to the owner and the chef, and I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, yeah, when you're using it every day, especially the deep fryers and all that stuff, it gets dirty.
Right.
And my grill is used almost every day, and it's stainless, so it cleans up nice, but I do not clean it every time I use it. No way.
Yeah. Well, no. Nobody cleans them every time. But
I bet you
once
do.
A year, Bob,
I bet
would be
you
good.
Do.
No, I
usually
down,
I but. Usually do mine about maybe once a month.
Coming up next, it's dessert time for the grilling guys. We're going to heat it up and serve it up. Stick with us. We'll be back.